Oh man, yo, we are back. I didn't even check my camera before I got on here. I'm looking super chocolate in this joint, which is fine. I don't mind being the chocolate, guys. It's cool with me, boss. Chocolate is love. I love chocolate. Everybody knew that. Everybody in mama should know that, I should say. I'm gonna try to go through and just see it. See it come through the. I don't know if I'm gonna watch it come through the restream now. Because the restream be looking. Be feeling sketchy sometimes. Yeah, I ain't gonna watch it. I ain't gonna watch it on the restream. I'm gonna watch it on YouTube. But I feel like that's the only place I'm going anyway, so. Because I was doing a lot of lives other places like Twitch and stuff like that, but. I don't know. It's always adjusting. So yeah, so let me know if y'all what the levels look like. Boom. Well, let me see. So yeah, man. This is my second one in like, I want to see 3 months now. Spacing it out. Oh, I'm trying to keep the camera centered for you guys. Spacing it out though, man. It's been calm. It's been chill. I mean, like, life been happening, so I ain't really worried about it. But it's definitely not done. Move this mic out the way a little bit more. I mean, I'm not too worried about it, like I said, but yeah, man, countdown officially, my full term. So, you know, at any moment now, I am going to be a father, which is weird to think about all the time. I know y'all been hearing me talk about it like the past. I don't know, you know, the past month. Past 9 months, I guess, let's just say. But yeah, man, it's getting there, and it's like the Tara just joked. It ain't. I don't want to say it's not funny, but she's joked around, like, called me because she out with her mom right now. She's like, babe, my water broke. My heart went into a frenzy. I just bung on her when she told me she was joking. I bung on it immediately. I was just like, how dare you? You know, so. Yeah, man, any day now. That's the point we at, though, to where, like, any call, I'm stressing. Like, I'm at work. You know, I get a call from Stair. I'm just like, Lord. Lord, is it time? You know what I'm saying? And, I don't know how you adjust to that. I feel like that's it from now on, by the way, having a kid. Most, like, parents can honestly answer that, so, like, once a parent come in here, I ask them, but, like, I feel like that's the thing now, where it's just going to be, like, any call is, like, a, is everyone all right type call with a kid. I'm saying with a kid, that's, like, how it is. I don't know, though, because I feel like most parents, well, at least, like, younger lady parents, I feel like by the time it gets to kid number two, I don't know if they playing it off cool. Because a lot of people do that. A lot of people sometimes feel like they need to overplay the coolness of how they handle things. I don't think that's cool, because I feel like you give us a false sense of calm. Like, yeah, you shouldn't be freaking out all the time as a parent. But, like, I feel like a lot of younger moms, after the first kid, is kind of like, oh, it's whatever. Like, the kid hit his head on the corner. Oh, it's whatever. Just he'll walk it off. It's like, nah, bruh. He hit his head on the corner. You might want to take him to the spill. You mean, like, that's how it feels sometimes. Like, imagine, like, you know, younger moms isn't, like, the most popular thing all the time, but it is a thing that is around. So, like, imagine a younger mom you know. I know you knew one. Imagine a younger mom you know, where they just, like, they maybe rip they knee to shreds. And you kind of like, dang, like, your baby just ripped they knee to shreds. Is the baby cool? And they kind of like, oh, you'll figure out when you have kids. Like, kind of play it off. Just like, yo, your baby's knee is ripped to shreds. Get to it. You mean, like, I don't feel like that's a honest approach. Because I'll be like, baby girl with Panita Shreds. I'm on like, where's the alcohol? Where's the paper towels? Where is it at? I don't even know what the non-burning virgin alcohol is called anymore. It was peroxide. Where's the peroxide? I don't want it to hurt while it's cleaning. You know what I mean? I'm freaking out. I'm like not out of control, but I'm like, we got to fix it now. We got to go. We got to get these things. We got to put this together now. Where's it at? Where's the doctor? Where's the doctor's office in case I need it? And I feel like we're not younger parents, so I'm like, I thought it was going to happen, but I feel like Satira's going to be the one that's like, relax. It's not that serious. Calm down. Like, getting mad at me for being too, like, you know, freaking out. But I don't know. I don't know. It's happening. It's happening fast. And she kind of opened up to me the other night about, like, freaking out about the birth. Like, ladies, I don't get it. Like, I get the concept, like, because I heard the idea before, like, guys handle, it's crazy. I was just talking about this the other day with somebody. I get the concept, again, because I heard the theory of, like, guys handling, like, pain and, like, problems as they arrive better than women do, but women handle pain and problems that's expected better than men do, if that makes sense. Like childbirth is a pain that's expected. Like, you living your whole life knowing you may or may not give birth to a child. More than likely, you may give birth to a child and it's going to be pain. I feel like if men had that knowledge that we had to give birth in about whatever time, we're going to be from here every time. We're going to be from there every time. That's just how I feel. Now, granted, if somebody walked in with a shotgun, well, let's pull it back. Somebody walked in with a little a pistol, a Glock, and they say, oh, somebody's getting shot. Bang, shoots us in the chest. We'll probably just be like, just get my keys. I'll drive to the hospital. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're walking off the road. Women be like, freaking out. But it's like, that little shot wound ain't nothing compared to, you know what I mean? Young boy sliding through the coop. You know what I mean? I don't know what else to call it. Sorry. But, like, ain't nothing compared to that to me. I just shot an arm 17 times before you let me know. We're going to have to do the baby thing. I'm going to be freaking out if I had to get delivered, baby. Easy. I'll freak out. But yeah, man, like, I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. It's a weird thing to go over. But I usually don't have topics, but, like, I do got one for today, which was weird to me to think about. I've been thinking about it this whole time, like, at least for a few days now. It was brought up to me at work. The question that was brought up to me was like, what's the prime age, or what's the prime time period to, like, discuss racism for a kid? And it's, like, weird to me, right? Because, like, for me, it's like, and just to broaden out, just to give a foundation, a layout of my mental on it, like, racism exists. It's far-fetched. It definitely exists. However, I don't think you should live life in a mind state of everyone's coming from a racist standpoint or anything like that. Now, there's clear racism where it's like, you, They clearly racist. They give me racist vibes. They clearly racist. They clearly drawing on me because of my skin, because they didn't know nothing about me. What's going on? Like, there's clear insight to racism like that. But, again, I don't think, my belief isn't that you should go through life with the thought of race in life. Like, even, like, when it comes to the topic of interracial, like, dating and stuff like that, I don't believe that people should be going into a dating scenario like, oh, well, I need to meet such and such. And, like, you know, dissecting their options based off of, like, race or anything like that. Like, I feel like when it comes to something like dating, it's more so like you're dating this person. This is such a broad book, because it's like there's things that do come with culture that you either rock with or you don't rock with. Like culturalism is like a legit thing, but it's not based on race, like the color of your skin. You know, it's like I'm trying to think. Culturally, let's take it in church terms, for example. I'm a church boy, in case you don't know. That's why I'm taking it there. Church terms, for example, like culturally, if I'm going to church, there's a certain thing that comes with being in a black church. The same black church for the term, because again, I'm speaking cultural difference. In a black church, quote unquote, there's a certain vibe that's going on. There's a certain structure to the service. There's a certain energy that you're reading throughout the service. There's a certain thing, such as like a way, in a sense, of worship that you're going through. To where, like, if you go to a Catholic church, it's very different. Culturally, there's a difference there. Culturally, there's a difference of how you worship, how you serve, how you go into your faith, or whatever the case may be. Culturally, there's a difference there. That's not necessarily, oh, I'm with black people or I'm with white people. That's cultural, like, black church usually, like, Baptist to Catholic type thing. Yeah, you get what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I don't think that race should play a part in your everyday life decisions. I feel like judging a person by the character, the merit of their character, which you've heard before, judging a person by the merit of their character is way more important than, like, playing the race thing or trying to compartmentalize by certain groups or anything like that. Because, again, I'm such an individualistic person. Like, I rather go by the individual. Like, it even bugs me sometimes when I'm talking to my friends. Like, Bo, you've seen in the group chat a lot. Like, we'll be having conversations. Like, she'll want to generalize a lot of things. And that always crushes me, because I'm like, because I just said what I said, like, I go through life not generalized. I go through life basing things off of individuals. Like, you, I judge off an individual. You, I judge off an individual. I pick my spouse off individualism, not necessarily because she's black. She just so happened to be black. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's how I go through life on a day-to-day. So, like, even when I go on through, like, conversations or anything like that, or disputes, like, arguments, whatever the case may be, for someone to bring up something to generalize it, it's like, all right, I get what you're saying when you're saying generally speaking, but still, as a person, you can use generalisms and still be able to say, I can discern this person from this general, from this generalism right here. Where you're saying, like, I don't know, what's this stereotype? Like black people are loud, usually. I don't know if that, I mean, like, culturally speaking, again, culturally speaking, black people are more in tune with, like, emotions, spiritualism, things of that way. So, like, expressing yourself will come more from that, and being that, like, we're not really conforming or brought up to conform to a culture that's like more conservative, to say the least. So like, it's like, all right, that stereotype is a thing, okay, but it's like, you can see why it's driven that way again culturally. So it's like, okay, if that's what you're basing it off of, you can find a black person that's like, yo, I'm on some calm shit. I'm truly calm. I don't like getting loud. I'm on some stuff like that. But you as a person should be able to discern that. Like you as a person should be able to identify that rather than like basing it off of group setting, because it's I feel like it takes away from your responsibility as a person. And that's not something that I rock with, because I feel like it just seems lazy. It just seems lazy from you as a person to like, I don't know, man. I don't know why I get so like bent up about it, because I understand why people, in general, it's just easy for conversation. But it's also very lazy, because if you're trying to figure something out, to just generalize, like another example, like Koo's another person like who I can argue with at times, and like during an argument about it can be about whatever, it can be about sports, singing, or whatever the case may be. During an argument, like he's a person that'll be like, "But y'all know what this, y'all know what he meant," or like, "But or he'll say something like." But y'all know they gonna think that anyway. Shit like that. And it's like, all right, that's cool. That's cool. You generalized a great thing. You generalized something very big. But us having this top, like this discussion right now is us trying to like dissect a little bit more of what we think about this situation, what we think about this topic, what we think about anything like that. So our own opinion, our own whatever the case may be. So when he does stuff like that, it's kind of like, it kind of fights against the whole purpose of us having a conversation. Because if I'm having a conversation with somebody, respectfully, if I'm having a conversation with somebody, no matter how loud it gets, no matter how argumentative it gets, if I'm having a conversation, I'm usually, nine times out of ten, I'm having a conversation to either figure something out, get your viewpoint, get another viewpoint from myself, basically. And, like, basically, I'm trying to understand something, basically. I'm either trying to understand something, or I'm trying to get to an agreement or anything like that. But something is in progress. So for us to just generalize all the time and go, well, hey, this is how it usually is. Boom. And then just say that's what it is. It's like, we're defeating the whole purpose of a conversation. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's basically where my head is at. But, getting back to, because I'm going on tangents. The question that was brought up to me about the racism thing was like, all right, when do you talk to your child about racism? And that was my whole standpoint on it. That's how I'm thinking about it. So, like, that's my mental space and where I'm coming at from a racism standpoint. Or a race standpoint, I should say. And I don't know, man. I think, like, because for me, I was trying to think about it earlier. I don't think my mom ever like legit sat down and was like, "Hey, this is what it is." You know what I mean? I don't think me and my mom ever sat down and had that conversation. I think it was more so just like me going to school, learning out in the world what was happening, like what was going on in the world. Like, I went to public school in North Philly, so like, for the most part, my childhood, like all the way up until I want to say fifth, sixth grade, maybe, I was in North Philadelphia. So like, public schools in like the you want to call it like the hood areas and shit like that, usually, thankfully, you know, they have like programs centered around like black culture. Like, I was in a program called like the Light Bright program, which was like students that's excelling. They're positive students. They usually never get in trouble, you know, solid grades, things like that, shit like that. And, you know, it was just kind of like reinforcing, not reinforcing kind of, for the most part, it was kind of teaching you more about, like, black history, things like that. Trying to reinforce, like black positivity and stuff like that in your life, teaching you about your history, things like that. You know, so it was more driven to that point. And I kind of feel like that's where my learning from, like, learning of, like, racism and things like that happened. Like, even in high school, you know, like, black history and stuff like that. That's kind of where my intel came from. And, you know, like, again, I don't think me and my mom ever had that. My mom made me watch Roots. I don't know if that counts. She didn't make me. She brought it to the crib and was like, damn, we should watch Roots. And I binged that joint. I binged that joint without it. I was all in on Roots. I saw it late in the game. So the nigga who played, I shouldn't even say that. The brother who played Kunta, young Kunta, he raised me on Reading Rainbow. So I was all in. When I saw him, I'm like, oh, all right, bad. Yeah. What was my man named? Kunta's extended family who did the research and all. Alex Haley, I think. I think his name is Alex Haley. But, yeah, man. I was all in. I'm in for a good story. No matter how dog it is. So when my mom brought Roots on, I was all in on that. It's crazy. That's weird to me too, because some people can't watch like racial stuff like that. Like Cool, I was talking about before. Cool can't watch it. I don't know if Jay can. But Cool can't. He told me himself. He told me he can't watch it. He can't watch that stuff at all. Like he checked out. He said he checked out. Like, history, I'm all in for it, because, like, it's very, it's fascinating to me, man, how things shape out. But, again, it's more so just, like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say to you. But, that was my childhood in a nutshell as far as, like, how racism was introduced to me. It was a lot of class, a lot of documentaries, biopics, autos, you know, autobiography. I remember reading the Harriet Tubman book in school. You know, a lot of, and then just going through life, you know, I feel like I dealt with direct racism, maybe, luckily enough, direct racism. I don't even know if I can call it direct racism. I kind of been shielded, thank God. Like, there's times where it's like, this time, and here's the thing. It's probably, maybe I'm seeing it from a different glare. Because, again, I just told you how I view life in general. So, like, something that may have been racist, I may have seen it as if, like, this boy's a jerk. You know what I'm saying? Like, something stupid. Oh, no. I moved to Delaware, and I'm pretty sure. I don't know if this is racist or not. Nah, it feels racist. It's got to be racist. Let me say it that way. It's got to be racist. I walked, like, I don't know how many miles it was, but I had to walk home from school one time in Delaware. Walked the shorty to the crib, midday at school, missed the bus coming back to school, going home. No one knew about, I ain't know about the after school bus and nothing like that. So I started hiking it, because I'm like, damn. If I start walking now, it's going to be dark. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be dark if I start walking now, so I don't want to wait till later. I need to get home. So I walk. I walk all the way to the crib, and I get to the point where I gotta cross two expressways back to back to get home. And I got, like, a bottle with me, some trash. I think I got a drink and some snacks on the walk home. Maybe. And I see this auto shop opened up, and I'm like, dang, I probably gotta hop this fence. I don't want to carry this trash in my hand, hop in the fence. It's a lot to carry. I go to the auto shop, and I'm like, yo, you know, you don't want to, I'm a polite guy, so I'm like, yo, I don't want to just throw trash in somebody's trash. Let me make sure it's cool. Like, niggas probably like, hey, throw the trash out. What you talking about? But no, you don't want to just throw shit in somebody's trash. It's like, you know, whatever the case may be, you don't want nothing to come back on you. You don't want to get into an issue with somebody just because of some trash. Anything stupid like that. Like, it wasn't a dumpster outside. It was like some trash in somebody's junk. So I'm like, yo, excuse me. Is it cool if I throw this trash in here? He's like, oh, hey, look me dead in my eye. I went like this. Nah, that's your trash. It's trash, my guy. Like, I get that's the whole reason I asked you. But you wasn't supposed to say no. It's trash. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you say no to me throwing trash? I even asked you. I'm being extremely polite. I could have just tossed him in there and dipped off. We probably would have never known. You know what I'm saying? So that right there is blaringly racist to me. Because I'm just like, there's no reason. There is no reason for you to say no. You see what it is? It's a bottle. It's a bottle and a wrapper. There's no reason for you to be, like, nah, walk your trash outside. There's no reason for it. So I was just like, all right, I guess, bro. And I kept it moving. Like, it wasn't that big a deal to me. But just me thinking back on it, that's probably the one time I took on glaring racism. Like, I got pulled over a few times, but because I was driving, they wanted it. My first car I ever had was a Pontiac, super dark tint, old John. It was a 2000 Pontiac Grand Am GT, super dark tint, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I got pulled over a few times for that, and I didn't know why I was getting pulled over. Then my aunt was like, "Ian, you got a hood car and it's tents on there." And I was like, sorry. My bad. You know what I mean? My bad. I didn't know, boss. Like, it ain't, wasn't that big a deal to me. So like situations like that, man, it's just like, I don't chalk that up as racism. I know a lot of people do. And that's asinine to me. That's ridiculous that, like, stuff like that is chalked up. I get it. But again, I do not understand it. Because it's like, at the same time, you're being super, like, you could very well be getting profiled. But you couldn't pick it up off that. You gotta check. I feel like a lot of people gotta check themselves on that. And it's like, I know it sounds crazy for me to say it, but people gotta check themselves, man. Even on the other end, like, just check. I'm not saying that people are not racist. I'm not saying that these situations are not racism related. However, I'm just such a person of, you know, just check yourself first. I just look back on it after checking myself the whole time, and I'm like, hell no, that was racist. That was hella racist. I ain't saying you can't call it racist. I'm saying just check yourself first. Make sure. Double check and make sure. Because you don't wanna miss out on the actual racism. You need to nip that in the bud. You know what I'm saying? You can get desensitized to what it actually is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can really get desensitized to it, and it's something that we got to do away with. I don't think it'll ever be done away with, but I would love if we did. But again, getting back to my actual point, because I don't think I'm gonna do it the way that I was introduced to it. I don't think I'm going to follow that suit to where it's like, let the world teach it. Not that it was wrong. Like, I know my mom didn't have to worry about me a lot. I was a very sharp kid. Probably thought I was sharper than what I actually was type of kid. You know, very aware, very problem solving, very thinking type of kid. Like, not genius. Just very, like, if something's happening, I'm like, what's going on? I need to understand what's going on. That way I know how to fix it when it's broken. Or I need to get the hell up out of here. What's happening? You know what I'm saying? I was just very, very aware. Like, my mom never had to worry with me about homework. I was the kid that was like, Ian's fine. His homework's okay. He's fine. Never really had to worry about it. You know, not a problem in school. Not like that. So, you know. I don't think it was like a bad thing that we didn't have that convo. It was just, I think I want to take kind of more of a charge on it. Just because I want to, I don't know, man. Maybe it's because I'm a new parent too. I don't know if she had a conversation with my sister or something like that. I just kind of want to take more of a charge on it. Cause I want to make sure this little baby girl is prepared. Because not everybody think like me. I'm sharp. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I'm sharp. Not everybody think like me, so. You know, I want to make sure she's prepared with it, so. I don't know if that's an age thing that I'm going to do, or if it's like, as something comes up, I can explain it to her. But I think that's how most of the stuff is going to go, as far as, like, parenting for me. It's like when something comes up, like, I've been thinking about it a lot, like death, like when death comes up. Hopefully nobody goes soon. But we do have Molly. We do have Molly on back end. Not wishing nothing on my man. I love Molly to death. But his life expectancy is very short compared to a human's life. So if he goes first, I think it's a little easier on the chat. Nah, I don't know actually. If something happened to Molly, I'll be cooked. And granted, given how long he'll be with the baby, I think she'll be traumatized. But it's easier to take. I don't know about that. I was about to say it's easier to take than like a family member or something like that. But she's gonna live with Molly. She gonna live with that man for a while. She gonna live with Molly for a little while. Oh my God! I just realized I didn't start recording. I'm gonna have to. It's not a big deal. Like, it's not gonna ruin anything for me. It's just gonna take me so long to like upload that, John. Oh, that's so annoying. So the video is just gonna be out way before the audio, which is fine. It's not a big deal, but it's just so annoying. But anyway. Yeah, man, I don't know. I think life lessons and stuff like that is just gonna. I think I do better as they come, because it's something to point to, go off of. But I don't know, man. The racism thing, though. I think that's more so like. I think you should build a foundation on that. Not even on that. I build a foundation on like their approach to life before. You get to something like a racism thing, because like how they approach life is kind of at least for me, it is how you approach life is, it helps you deal with things like that way better than like how you approach that and then using that to apply to life, because like that's what I mean, like a lot of people use that. Like, they live in that, and you cannot live in that. You cannot live in that. It's such a negative thing to live under. Like, everything looks bad. Like, it's, like, me, like, I even had conversations with Satira at times where it's like, we'll be out, like, and, like, not even us, like, people that we're in conversation with, we just talking, and they're, like, they're saying this, oh, you know this, Black people, blah blah blah, or like white people, this and that, and I'm just like those things kind of annoy me a little bit. Like it's if it's cool for in a funny setting, like if we're joking with our friends and stuff like that, Like, I laugh at anything, so I don't mind. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking more so about, like, people who's based in, like, basing their, like, opinions or their life or their beliefs or whatever the case is off of, like, racist thoughts or topics or anything like that. Anyway, no matter what race it's coming from, basing in life decisions and, like, your actual belief systems off of, like, something that is a stereotype in a sense, or, you know, that generalizes in any sort of way, is crazy to me. You know, it's crazy to me, man. It's just like, I don't know. So yeah, and put it short, I have no idea when that conversation is going to come up. I'm prepared to have it though, and I definitely want to have it. I don't think I'm going to be like the guy that's like, you know, I don't know, man, because I want to see what the world shapes into within this 18-year span. Because that's going to be that's vital, or at least like while she at school, I feel like the schooling thing is going to be like big deal. I do want her to go to like a very diverse school. I don't want it to be purely one thing or purely the other, because like it gets brutal. It gets brutal. But I think the schooling thing is going to help out a lot too, to where it's like I know she's going to come home one day with like these generalized ideas about people, and you're gonna have to nip that in the bud, to where it's like, no, they do this because this is what they like. This is who so and so is. This is, you know, they probably learned this from somewhere, but this is not them. You know, you wanna meet that person. You wanna talk to that person, see how that person feels. You know, going through those things. I feel stupid giving these conversations to myself, but I know in real time it's going to be like, you know, like a daddy mood. I don't know. But I'm so sick with myself that I didn't, what should we call it, bro? I didn't start recording. It's pretty stupid of me. But That's my thought on it in a nutshell. That's kind of the only joint that I had today. I wanted to do it today just because I was like, I'm just sitting here at the crib. I just finished watching House of Dragon, and Satira out right now. So like, I got free time. Let's go through, man. Let's put some thoughts on the net, if you will. Oh, matter of fact, me and Satira was watching. He's watching Baddies. I know I spoke about this before the show. Yesterday, he's watching Baddies, because I didn't see it Sunday. Oh, no. Yesterday was Sunday. I'm right. I didn't see it last Sunday. Apparently, one of the shorties is very upset because one of the other shorties fought her mom. But her mom, apparently, was the crack to the fire, if you catch my drift. Her mom was apparently the one that was like, we throwing hands, set it up, attacked the other shorty like several times. At least that's what the other shorty said. Now this girl's saying something different, but she's not there, so her word kind of is smoky to me. If that makes sense. So from what the other girl's saying, she's like, yo, your mom attacked me several times. We had to throw hands. I get if you want to throw hands with me because that's your dukes, but I'm just letting you know why we got to throw hands right now. I'm just letting you know you don't have to hit me. You don't have to do it. And the other girl was like, I hear all your facts. It's up. Let's go. We ain't really got to talk about it. It's up. Come on. I don't believe you. You know what I'm saying? Like, just very, like, brick wall about it. And I'm like, yo, I get it. But if you know your mom, and you know your mom is probably the one to start some work, and she attacked the other girl, what did you expect the other girl to do? Now, I would not have had a problem with the shorty that won, like the shorty whose mom was in the fight. I don't have a problem with her if she comes up and says, "Yo, listen, I heard what you said. I heard what you said went down. I heard all of it. I just still have to fight you because you fought my mom, and that's out of line. We gotta square up." If she says that and it's that, we got nothing to talk about. My problem comes into where she's saying, like, that's not what so-and-so said. That's not what my mom said about it. So you're acting as if what happened actually matters. But then the next scene, you telling us, it don't matter. It's up. I got to fight her. You're not making sense to me. You're not making sense to me. I would believe you. I would be all in on your side if you just like, listen, man, we got to square up. I don't care what happened. You fought my mom, so we have to square up. Sorry, we got to square up. That's respectful right there, because everybody in the show was like, hey, listen, you fought your mom. You got to knock him out. Even my baby, Tasik, she fought your mom. Hey, she fought your mom. I would beat her the fuck up. That's just me. If it was my dudes, I'd beat her the fuck up. It's my dudes. So we get it. That's respectful right there. But for you to say we fighting because she said you did this. She said this is how this went down. That's why we fighting. This is how it went down. She used the pinky and everything. This is how she said it went down. From point A to point B. This is why we got to fight right here. This is how we got to fight right here. And I'm like, I don't think that's true. I don't think you think that's true. She don't think you think that's true. I think you just looking for a reason to fight. And you actually have a legit reason to fight. And you do, I don't know, you want to make it more than that, but it's not more than that. So then the other girl who fought her mom was like trying to explain. They squared up for the first time. Then she backed off. She said, all right, let me try to explain myself. Let me explain what happened. This is what's going on. This is what happened with your mom. I didn't really want to fight your mom, but this is what's going down. And the other girl stepped to her and was like, listen, what's up? What you want then? And then the other girl was just like, well, whatever you want. Like, I'm on whatever you want. And we had the scuffles. You know what I'm saying? Like, this show is nothing but scuffles and toxicity. It's so shady. It's so much shade and, like, betrayal. And it's women's stuff. I have to watch it with Satara. And I know guys always get flat when they like, oh, I have to watch it with my lady and all that. And all the ladies be like, you know you like it. You know you like it. We really don't. You know what I'm saying? It's a couple shorties with a nice body. Entertainment purposes only. They fight sometimes. So we also like, dang, does she got hands? Does she got hands? That's the entertainment for us. We like it for that. But we're not in it for, like, the storyline. Like, it's girl stuff. Legit, the storyline is girl stuff. Because ain't no man about to be like, oh, no. First of all, ain't no man about to be like, yo, you want me to say something to him now? He right here. He about to. That's Chatty Patty. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Dame Dash wording. That's Chatty Patty. You ain't really doing all that. Like, we have a legit problem. All right, let's square up real quick. All right, boom. Squaring up. It's not too much back and forth on why this, why that. It's like, niggas know they lines. Niggas know lines. Like, if there's respect there, which it usually is, if there's respect between two men, we know our lines. We know the game. If you got to fight, you got to fight. It's not really nothing about it. But, like, you know, if there's a respect there, it's usually like, all right, we going around it. But if it has to come to it, it has to come to it. There's not really too much talking involved. It's not too much betrayal. Like, it's not too much back and forth. Like, betrayal is like, I don't get it. It seemed like I get it, it's a show, so they're probably writing a lot of betrayal in, but a lot of it just seems very, like, womanly to me. Very womanly. Like, a lot of stuff that be happening on the show, I'm just like, I look at Satara every episode, I'm like, yo, this shorty is a horrible friend. She's a horrible friend. Horrible friend. Like, I don't get what this is about. Like, why would she do that? I don't know. It's a lot of fakeness going on. I don't think niggas really deal with fakeness too much. Like, there's some boys out there that's sneaky, but, like, I'm talking about in your face fakeness. Like one of the shorties, one of the shorties was friends with one shorty. Then another shorty came up who had a problem with the shorty she was friends with. So she told the shorty that had a problem with the shorty she was friends with, yo, shorty said she was going to sneak you this and that. She said she running up on you. Watch your back. I'm just letting you know because you know me and you like that. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. If that's replaced with men, the bull who's getting told all this stuff would have straight up went to the bull like, yo, I know me and you got a problem, but your man on some weird shit. I don't know what's going on with him. I know we still gotta fight our thing, but you probably don't want bull around you no more. He on some weird shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy, bro. That's crazy, because that's not respect. That's not respectful. I don't know. Maybe I put too much logic in the show that don't need it. I don't know. But yeah, I do like, it is funny though, like, every time I talk about this, like, with, like, girls as friends and stuff like that, they'll be like, oh, y'all watch Baddies? Oh, y'all this and that? I'm just like, I have to watch it, but because I am watching it, this is what I think, this is my thoughts and all that. It's a good conversation starter. It's a good time. I ain't going to lie to you. It's a good time to watch. I don't like the show. Back above me. It's just a good time to watch. I sit through the whole hour fully entertained. And then when it go off, I ask the tarot, like, did I do my job? Is we cool? Can I leave now? But I'll be fully invested watching that show. But I do dip out immediately. After they go off, I leave immediately, because you can't sit around as a grown man waiting to see what's next, what's going on. We don't do that. That ain't our show. You don't watch that. But I am fully invested. I got about two favorites on the show. I say three, possible four. Y'all don't know who, y'all probably don't watch the show, so I ain't going through it, but three possible four favorites, they keep me invested. They make sure I got something to watch when Satira turn it on. Not saying like I'm watching all of them, but like I watch to see what's going on with them, because I need something to pay attention to see what's going on. I'm not saying I'm looking at him like that. Because only two of them I'll be looking at. And I told Satira who it is. She don't got a problem. I told her who it is. Two of them I'm looking at. That's B-Mo and that's Big Scotty. Two of them I'm looking at. The other two, I don't really look at like that. It's just, they like the family. They like the cousins to me. Little Honor, the one that was fighting the Dukes. And Biggie been cool this season. I'm rocking with Biggie this season. She been cool. We ain't got no smoke. She been cool this season. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing to it. And they got two Philly natives over there. So I'm like, Philly boy. I'm all in. I'm all in. You mean? But they keep me vested. They keep me cool. They keep me entertained for the show, if you will. You mean? What else been going on, man? I don't know what else been going on out there on these streets. Olympics going on. USA men's basketball cooking. You know what I'm saying? Brian snapping. KD came in, dropped 40. They said, I saw a meme and they were like, this is how KD looking at Serbia team right now. He talking about, it's catfish, fried catfish, mac and cheese, collard greens. He was cooking them niggas. KD came through, said, I ain't playing like 5 weeks. Tween, step back. KD came through, dropped a bucket, boss. Came through, dropped a bucket. That joke was scary. That joint was chopped liver. No bullshit though. But nah, man, I'm about to get off this joint. But yeah, keep me in your damn prayers. Like, any day now, I'm about to be top babysitter. Top babysitter. And I ain't gonna get no milk. I keep telling the boys, like, I see why niggas go and get the milk. I ain't get the milk. I don't think I'm getting the milk, y'all. I think I'm around for the long haul. For the long haul. But, thanks again for listening to another EDC podcast. I said it, like I said, I didn't record this, John. So it's gonna be a little while before the audio uploads to Spotify and all that. But we are on any podcast platform, Audibly, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, wherever else you get your podcast from, Audibly. We are on them, Johns. Video wise, we are on YouTube only. This will upload right after I turn this John off. 41st episode, which is thorough, honestly. Once we get to 52, that'll be thorough. But again, thank you for watching, brother. I am Ghost.